Next patient is Karen Cox. That is K-A-R-E-N, Karen Cox, C-O-X. Date of birth, 6/23/53. Date of birth, 8/20/24. Please make a copy for Christopher Larrazabal. L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L, Christopher Larrazabal. Next paragraph. Dear Chris, thank you for sending Karen Cox for primary evaluation. Next paragraph, history, present, tell us. This is a 71-year-old female who also has a history of asthma. Had recently been for a chest CT. Done on 7/15/24, and it showed a right lower lobe density with mucus impaction and bronchiectasis, and a small calcified granuloma in the left lower lobe. There was also evidence of pulmonary emphysema, but no concerning nodules. The patient denies any fevers, night sweats, chills, some apoptosis, or recent weight loss. She has been exercising regularly and goes to the gym and bicycles. She does have an occasional cough, but does not bring up much sputum. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of asthma, history of chronic sinusitis and allergic rhinitis. Also had a hysterectomy in the past. And bunionectomy, and a history of C-section times two. She has hypothyroidism, hypertension. She has had trauma to her shoulders after fall off a bike. Next paragraph, allergies. Possible IPP dye. Next paragraph, med list, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Armour thyroid 90 milligrams 3 times a week, lisinopril 5 milligrams BID, Lis and ProAir inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Vixella inhaler 250 by 50 micrograms 1 puff twice a day. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of pancreatic cancer, one brother died of colon cancer, father died of old age. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 20 years and quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue but had weight loss. She has double vision, no cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, denies urinary frequency or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and occasional cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, and no rectal bleed or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no depression, no anxiety. She has easy bruising and No, I'm sorry. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a elderly white female with no acute distress. Blood pressure, 135/70. Pulse is 84. Respirations, 20. Temperature, 97.5. Weight is 202. Saturation, 96. HENT. Head numbs, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And breath sounds are diminished at the periphery. Occasional wheezes are scattered. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, asthma on S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, reflexes, 1+, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin knowledge is observed. The neurologically, there were no focal deficits. Next paragraph, patient number one. COPD with asthma. I'm sorry, can you please change that? Please change that to asthma. And recurrent bronchitis. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three, hypertension. Number four is chronic kidney disease, stage two. And number four is bronchiectasis and mucus plugging. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Can you also mention number five is lung nodules, multiple. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, a IgE level CBC, and a eosinophil count. She will need a follow-up chest CT in 3 to 4 months to evaluate the nodules and the right low lobe density. And if there's any increase in this density, a bronchoscopy would be indicated. A follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Christopher Larrazabal, M.D. Larrazabal, M.D. Thank you. Start this is a...